Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Oh yeah, it's a Donnie Football Friday, and it ain't your average Donnie Football Friday, because we have playoff football. We have a monstrous weekend and a monstrous weekday, namely next Monday, Texans Steelers, and we also have a big college game tonight, a great game. If that was any indication, Donnie, of the kind of football weekend we're in for, Ole Miss-Miami was fabulous, but we start with Steelers-Texans. And yes, I know, we're going to have a whole day on Monday also to talk about this game. But how many home playoff games do you get in a lifetime? There's only been 14 of them at Acrisure Stadium, the artist formerly known as Heinz Field. The Steelers are 8-6 in those games. And Donnie, I'm going to reiterate what I've been feeling all week long. I think the Steelers are going to win this game. Our friend Adam Crowley, a very close friend, I might add. We love him, don't we, Donnie?
We do.
He had a good topic today. He said, if you're a Mike Tomlin detractor, you know, whatever phrase you want to use there, and you think the Steelers are going to win, he didn't say this to me, he put it out to his audience. How do you square those two things? And my answer is two words. Aaron Rodgers. They have a red hot quarterback, a pretty good offensive line that we don't talk about enough, DK Metcalf back in the fold, two good running backs, and a couple other little weapons sprinkled in there, including a man that we'd all forgotten about. His name is Pat Freiermuth. Sometimes Pat Freiermuth, depending on how you want to pronounce that, I should say.
It actually is Muth. But he really doesn't care. And it's also easier for everybody to just say Muth.
Yeah. And then they have a very mediocre offensive line in Houston. And the Steelers, while they've been up and down defensively, it's been more up than down lately. I'll tell you that much. They're going to win the game. That's where I'm starting today. And the score is going to be 15-10. And if they get a late defensive touchdown, it's going to be 22-10. That's where I'm starting today on a Donnie Football Friday. Where are you starting, Donnie Football?
I'm right around that same score. I keep questioning who I'm going to have win the football game, Joe, because I do feel like we are underrating the Texans' defense just a little bit. That is a truly elite unit.
It is.
That they have. So I don't want that to go understated all week, and then we come out Monday night and everybody is like stunned by how good that defense is. I feel like the score is going to be like 16-13, but one minute I feel like the Texans will be the team winning. The next minute I think the Steelers can be the team winning, because even though this defense is scary, and I think it's a Super Bowl caliber defense, I think it is one that if Houston can get by this round, they could actually make a run because the defense is that good. I was telling somebody last night that, and I think Chris has maybe made this point throughout the week in the afternoon, the Texans in 2025, they're pretty similar to what the 2008 Steelers were. an elite defense, great players and playmakers at all three levels. They can get after the quarterback like no other. Two guys with 12-plus sacks coming off the edge. The offense has a shoddy offensive line, not too strong of a run game.
Yeah.
A quarterback that's good but not putting up overwhelmingly great numbers. I mean, go back to what Ben's stat line was in 2008. It was nothing special, but they made plays when they had to, and the defense carried the load all the way through the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's, I think, a pretty fair comparison to what this Texans team is. And they have a young, defensive-minded head coach in DeMeco Ryans who already has a couple of playoff wins under his belt. So I can't get a feel on who I think will actually win, and I will probably go back and forth, and I hate to sound like Ron for you as the show begins
here. They see these guys every day in practice, DeMeco Ryans and Mike Tomlin. Who am I to give a winner? Come on, Donnie, step to the plate here.
I will go with the Texans for now, 16-13.
Okay.
But by the time we reach 8:15 on Monday night, the juices could be flowing so much that we flip back.
We'll reserve your right to change your opinion on Monday. Right now you're going Texans. We both see the same kind of game with almost the exact amount of points scored. Donnie, it's an apt comparison up to a point. I don't care if Ben's numbers were that way that year. Ben Roethlisberger was already well into a Hall of Fame career and would wind up making history in those playoffs that year with what he did in the Super Bowl. There's a huge difference, not numbers-wise, I get it, but a huge difference to me between 2008 Ben and this C.J. Stroud. And I think C.J. Stroud is good. He is. He's good. But he's not great. He doesn't have what we saw manifest in Ben in the postseason that year in him. I don't think. Maybe he'll prove me wrong. And the offensive lines are actually similar, but that only revealed Ben's greatness for him to be able to overcome that offensive line to win a Super Bowl. I also think that this Steeler offense, and I forget who we were talking to, Limitless Wonder. And how are you today, by the way?
I'm doing wonderful. Joe, I would like to give a thank you and a shout out to you for our dinner last night. It was incredible. We had a great time, the three of us and intern Dom.
Yeah, we did have a good time,
didn't
we? It
was wonderful. I want to thank you again.
Well, why don't we touch on that for a moment? Did you think it was out of bounds at all, Donnie, for Limits to go big with the steak? The rest of us went for the little primes, but I left you an open palate, right? Go for anything you want.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm proud, and he took the whole thing down, too.
Yeah, he really did.
Were you surprised by that? Because I kind of was.
The steak was bigger than you.
It was a big steak, yes.
Yeah, you took it down, but you didn't have enough room for the bread pudding.
No.
Which was delectable.
No, I had
Donnie, did you try
piece.
The bread pudding?
I did have a piece of that. It was good.
Wow.
Very good.
Dom went all out, too, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He had a lot of bread before the dinner, and then he went for bread pudding after in a stunning move, I thought.
Well, he lived up to his name. He's got Italian blood in him.
He was eating like crazy.
Dom kept teasing that he was going to order a drink and then never did. So unless Dom was going to, I was not going to.
I wish he had. Do you guys want to guess at the bill? Did anybody see it? Did you sneak a photo of it?
I did not see it.
No, I had tried to look, but you did a good job of hiding it. I looked
last
year.
You want to go over under here? You want to go over under?
I estimated in my mind last night what I think. With the tip included?
No.
Okay.
Not... Yes, with the tip included.
With the tip included.
Yes. Now let's go no tip.
No tip?
No tip.
Okay.
Yeah, no tip. A steak dinner at a nice local steakhouse for Donnie, myself, intern Dom, and City Limits last night, because intern Dom answered a question. You know, periodically here I give a trivia question, and I say, if you get it right, I'll take you to a steak dinner. His question was, who finished third in the 2014 MVP voting or some ridiculous thing like that? And he somehow pulled DeMarco Murray, which was a miracle. Okay, so over under. I mean, give me the number. As close as you can get, Donnie.
I'll go 415.
Mm.
I'm going 325.
377.
Right in the middle.
Ooh.
Who wins there? Donnie went over?
Donnie went over.
Price is right, you win.
He wins.
Come on down, Limits. You win on the Price is Right.
Time for another steak dinner. This time it's on Donnie.
And then I left the tip And if you know anything about the history of the fan, you never want to ask somebody how they tipped their server. Remember when Vinny asked Ron that?
No, I don't know that.
Ron got very mad.
Almost resulted in a fist fight when Vinny said, "What do you normally leave on a bill?" And Ron said, "That's none of your business. How dare you ask?" Were you listening when that happened, Linus?
No,
you've heard the tape.
You told the story.
Yeah. It was incredible. Well, whoever it was on the air with us early this week had the opinion that the Steelers aren't going to be able to run their little pop gun offense. And I don't necessarily mean that insultingly in this situation against the Texans. Donnie, I differ on that. I actually think this is a pretty good offense to run against the Texans. You got to take a shot once in a while. I get that. But from what I've seen, and Houston's defense is great. I watched them do to Josh Allen what I've seen almost nobody do to him in that night game earlier this season. They're phenomenal. They are. But the Bills don't have these kinds of weapons in terms of having two guys coming out of the backfield. In terms of having a DK Metcalf, they do have James Cook running the ball. Mm-hmm. But they don't have what I think is going to work against this defense a little bit, at least for ball control. Two running backs coming out of the backfield who can make you miss. And that can be your running game. To me, I think Warren and Gainwell are at the tops of their games. Plus, you have Metcalf back. And it's going to be a motivated, playoff-proven Metcalf. Then you have Freiermuth's been reintroduced into this offense. And I think this little misdirection here, screen pass there, throw to Jonnu Smith here, Freiermuth down the seam here, Metcalf. I think that's going to work to the extent that you're going to put up maybe 15, 16, 17 points, and you're not going to turn it over. That doesn't sound great. But in this game, I think it works. Mostly, you have Rodgers at the controls. Mostly, you have that. And I think he's going to outsmart them at times and not do anything dumb.
I think the Rodgers mindset is a big part of this game. It's been a big part of the season. Even some little things, Joe, where he gets up quickly to the offensive line, or he gets up quickly to the line. He knows that the defense
yes.
is scrambling. They have 12 men on the field. Hey, let's get a free play out of this. Let's get a free 5 yards out of this.
And or gets them out of a bad play.
Yeah, and sometimes it comes on a third down where it makes things easier, or it gives them a fresh set of downs. Those are the things that I don't think can really be measured. I also think the respect level that the locker room has for him in comparison to, you know, maybe last year's situation with Russell Wilson, I think it's night and day different. And the feeling of a team that has won 4 out of 5 games, you know, they had the bad one in Cleveland for sure, but they've won 4 out of 5 to finish their season, whereas last year they were just leaking oil badly.
Yeah. They're healthy, Donnie. This is a healthy football team, which never happens this time of year for them.
Houston is pretty healthy, too, for what it's worth, at least on the defensive side of the ball, and we know that's where they play their best.
Well, like with any game, trillions of numbers that we could point to here. The Steelers Monday night streak, the Texans winning 9 in a row, what the Texans have done to some pretty good offenses. Here's one that really stands out and means something to me, even though the cast of characters might have changed. The Texans are 0-6 on the road in the playoffs outside of that dome. And I heard our dear friend Adam Crowley, and he is a dear friend, is he not, Limits?
Especially to me as a mentor.
We can't reiterate that enough. I don't know how many years this encompassed, Donnie, but in the last 15 games, the last 15 times that dome teams have gone outside in the playoffs and it's been 40 or under, and will it be 40 or under Monday night? Probably,
it will.
Right?
It'll be like low 30s.
They're 1-14. I can't help but look at that and say that's a team that's very comfortable at home in their environment. They've won a playoff game each of the last 2 years at home in their environment. But you get them outside of that, and it becomes very uncomfortable for them. You get them on a silent count with C.J. Stroud and no running game. That's a very uncomfortable place to be. You want to pack your bags, get on a plane, and come to Pittsburgh or some such place with no running game for a playoff game? you might be in trouble. That's an uncomfortable place to be. I don't expect their offense to do much of anything, to be honest with you. And Joey Porter's waiting, too, for Collins. And he's become a really, really good player to the point where people aren't even testing him.
The point about their offense is why I feel like the Steelers have a coin flip-like chance in the game. And I know that I've been harping about the Houston defense and why that shouldn't be a unit that we forget about going into Monday, because it's one of the probably one of the best overall units heading into the postseason across the board. But they don't have an offense and they don't have a quarterback, at least yet, because C.J. Stroud hasn't taken that next step.
Right.
They don't have an offense that can just run away from you on the scoreboard. I think it is fair to point out, even as frustrating as this drought has become for Pittsburgh, going on 9 years if they don't get it done on Monday, the last three playoff losses for them have come against MVP quarterbacks. Patrick Mahomes in Ben's final season, Josh Allen when it was Mason Rudolph up in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And then last year it was Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry in Baltimore. So it's not as if they're playing some stiff at QB, and I'm not saying that C.J. Stroud is that, but he's not in that upper echelon. So they're able to keep themselves in this game because that other offense isn't going to light up the scoreboard. I don't expect this to be a game that we've seen a lot over this.
It sounds like you're talking yourself into the Steelers, Donnie.
Well,
by the end of this show, you're going to have the Steelers winning the game.
That's why I told you. Like, I'm truly flip-flopping on this game a ton. I feel good about a score. I feel good about 16-13. I don't know quite yet who I want to staple onto that 16, because I don't think this is a game like the ones that we've seen the last handful of playoff appearances, where by the time the first 15 minutes is over, the game is pretty much over.
The Steelers are down three touchdowns. They're down four touchdowns. Right.
I don't see how that's going to happen because of what Houston lacks on offense.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
See, when I look at Houston, in this 9-game winning streak on the road, well, it's a 9-game winning streak. When I look at the road games, one was against Indy without Daniel Jones. Okay. One was against the broken Chiefs. It was still impressive because they went into that environment and won. And Kansas City was still hanging on at that point. And the other was at the Chargers, which is actually a nice win. But they only scored 20 points in those final two games. In fact, they only scored 20 points even in all three. I think the first team to like 17 might win this game. Certainly the first team to 20. But I'm not sure I'm just blown away by this Texans team and especially the offense when I look at their resume here. Of all the images, and we all have, you know, visions of the way a game will go, what are we going to see? What's going to be the predominant image of this game? It's going to be the Texans offense outdoors dysfunctioning with a wild Steelers crowd and a pretty darn good front seven and just not getting anything done. They're going to look discombobulated. They're going to look awful. That's my vision. That's what I see in the little crystal ball is the Texans offense falling to pieces in this game. That's what I'm seeing. I don't think the Steelers offense will be great. Please don't get me wrong there, but I don't think they'll fall to pieces.
This game is made to be a vintage
Mike Tomlin game. Yeah, man.
Joe. And I don't mean that in the losing sense because people like to put a negative connotation on that. When it comes down to rock fights, few do it better than Mike Tomlin.
Go ahead and pick him, Donnie.
In situations like this.
Go ahead and pick him before the end of the first segment.
Come on, Donnie.
Let's go, ahead, Donnie.
Fine, I'll flip it now 20 minutes later to Steelers 16, Texans 13.
Here we
13.
Go. Here we go.
And I'll probably flip it a half dozen more times by the time we reach Monday night at 8:15. But it's built for a game of teams that won't have offenses that light things up. Whoever's defense can make that extra stop, make that big play.
Yeah.
Now, let's be honest. Some big moments last week against Baltimore where you wanted to see that $170 million defense make that big play, and Baltimore fooled them, and they fooled them badly. I mean, they had their best wide receiver running wide open on two separate occasions for big touchdowns. So the way that this game goes, the way that Mike Tomlin's history is, it's kind of tailor-made for him because it's not going to be an offense that just puts up 28 points or 31 points on the other side. What do we have here, Joe?
I don't know. Andrew Lindbergh has come in with some immaculate, what does it say, holy water?
A t-shirt with Father Max on it.
Wow.
The St. Vincent priest.
Look at that. Where'd you get that, Andy?
Yinzers in the Berg.
Yinzers in the Berg. How about that?
Does it say anything on the back?
No, it doesn't need to at that point.
Pittsburgh. Defend the end zone.
Wow, that is something to behold. All right, you can catch that on our YouTube channel. It don't cost nothing. You should subscribe, especially on what better day to subscribe than on a Donnie Football Friday. Limits, how are you feeling about the old ball game?
I'm feeling pretty good about the ball game on Monday. Look, I know Houston's defense is the best in the NFL, but the thing that separates this game for me is the fact that the Steelers have Aaron Rodgers and Houston does not have a quarterback that I can trust and depend on like many others in the AFC. I'm not a huge CJ Stroud believer, especially because his rookie year, he was incredible. And they've just been taking steps back ever since, partly because they can't run the ball and their line's not good. And they can't figure out who their offensive coordinator is. But from a Steelers perspective, getting DK Metcalf back, I think, is huge. And I think that the Steelers are going to win in a very small margin.
Give us a score, if you would be so kind.
I'll let you know at 159.
Tough. Now he's going full Ron on me today. Everybody's gone full Ron.
See, I feel good about a score. I just don't know which team it'll be.
Yeah. Well, none of us do. All we can do is take our best guess. Is Bob's picking the Steelers, isn't he?
Yeah, what did he say? 19-9?
Yeah.
He said by 10. The Steelers, he could see him winning by 10.
Man. I could see it on a late defensive touchdown when they get desperate. Although, yeah, you know, they've been outscored during this six-game playoff losing streak in the first quarter, 73-0. I think it's 63 since they went to the AFC title game that year, if you want to discount the New England game from that year. But it is a six-game playoff losing streak. It's going on a nine-year playoff losing streak, and it's time for it to end, Donnie. And I think it will. I can't remember a Steeler team this rested, not rested, but healthy going into the playoffs. And especially defensively, that stands out to me. Their defense is finally healthy. It's deeper than usual. Do I have concerns about the safety position? Yes. Oh, but here's what I wanted to say to you about the breakdowns late. And I heard, I think it's John McClain from Houston, the legendary sports writer.
Ron's boy.
Yeah. Saying, will they be able to do to the Steelers what Baltimore did in the fourth quarter? Here's the thing. The Steelers don't have to worry about Michael Jordan in that backfield. And I don't even know which one I'm talking about, Lamar or Derrick Henry. You have neither. You have neither. They sold out on, I think, all three of those plays, certainly two of them, completely sold out, banking on Lamar not taking a risky shot down the field. And they lost. They lost a gamble. But guess what? They don't have to gamble this week because there's zero Michael Jordans in this backfield. None.
That is true. I mean, they have a guy named Woody Marks. He's going to be the guy that they see the most out of that Houston backfield on Monday night. And he has, what, like 3.6 yards per carry? A little bit different than an all-time great.
They're going to smash him up.
Henry.
He's going to wind up with something, Donnie, like 13 carries for 18 yards. Woody Marks.
I mean, we've seen them shut down some big-name backs this year. Now, I mean, Henry got his licks in. That's okay. But I think what one of my takeaways from Sunday night's game was Henry went into the locker room. I think he had 112 at halftime. He finished with 126.
That's right.
So even though it was a combo of the Ravens maybe went a little bit away from him, which was to John Harbaugh's detriment, he tended to do that in games that they would lose. They held him to 14 yards in the second half. The front seven was awesome. Cam Hayward played a whale of a game.
And he's healthy.
On Sunday night. And
he's healthy.
You are right. They have everybody good to go for this game. So it's a real burn the boats. Isn't that the phrase they used last year against the Ravens? They're going to burn the boats. They're going to do everything in their power if it means that they end this playoff streak. It does feel like a matchup where it can actually happen.
We've got treats left and right here, Donnie. I see a couple Post-Gazette headlines. Ryan Clark bringing First Take to the North Shore ahead of Steelers-Texans. How about them apples? And Big Ben joining the Manning cast that night.
Wow.
It's all adding up Steelers, Donnie. It's all adding up Steelers for this
game. They're not going to get David Carr in the Manning cast?
I don't think this time, no. I mean, come on. And it's a Monday night. They never lose on Monday night.
23 straight.
Come on. It's going to be the Steelers. You're convinced now, aren't you?
I'm starting to lean that way, but...
How are we picturing, you know, when I say we all, at least I do, when I predict a game, try to envision scenarios, right? I mean, obviously, like what's the enduring image? And one of mine is... Okay, it's going to be a Houston offense in shambles. But the other one, the route to victory for the Texans is just the opposite. That they come out like the Jags did in a home game here, like the Browns did in a home game here, and score an early defensive touchdown or get a turnover early and put the Steelers behind even 10-0 and then just unleash with an objectively great defense. That's their route to winning.
That's what we have to be fearful of. Even though it likely won't be a game where we look up after 15 minutes and it's 21-0, like some of these playoff games have been, or a 3-score deficit, however it happens. If they fall behind by 2 scores against this Texans defense at full strength,
yeah,
it's tough to claw back from that. It's one thing to do it against the Ravens and that defense. it's a little bit different to do it against this one.
As an aside here, Donnie, in a sad goodbye to the Ravens and John Harbaugh, I guess, the odds just came out from Jimmy Shapiro on his next job. Would you care to take a gander on which team is favored to get him?
John Harbaugh's next job, not the Dolphins.
The Dolphins.
Is it?
Yep. 4-7. After that, it's the Giants 7-4, Raiders 7-1, Falcons 8-1, and the Bills 10-1. What?
I think McDermott easily has the hottest seat of any coach.
Oh, he has a hot seat, but the rationale there would be, let's fire a guy who can't win with a league MVP quarterback and bring in a guy who can't win with a league MVP quarterback? How does that make sense?
I get that point, but McDermott has his opportunity here without Mahomes.
Oh, this is
Burrow,
ridiculous.
Jackson.
They've got the Steelers at 18-1 to land Harbaugh. Come on. Why would you even publish that?
What about the Browns?
The Browns are 14-1. The Packers are 10-1. And then the Cardinals and then the Steelers. That just undermines the whole thing, does it not?
I feel like the Giants will likely land him or Stefanski. One of the AFC North guys going there.
Yeah, the Ravens' next coach. Would you care to take a gander on who that might be? And I like the word gander. I've used it twice now, Donnie.
How about Minter?
Jesse Minter at 5-4, followed by Brian Flores. And I would be very tempted to go with him. Did you hear Ryan Fitzpatrick on Flores the other day, by the way?
No.
Limits, if you could try to look that up. It was really interesting, Donnie. Because he played for him and got benched by him, so he may have an axe to grind. Who knows? But he said, Brian Flores, when I got there, you know, players loved him. He was a great guy to play for. But by the end, he made him sound like just a paranoid, isolated, just sort of unapproachable guy. And he said, I don't know which Brian Flores you're going to get here. I would imagine, since he's had a couple stints elsewhere, that you're probably going to get a better version of Flores, and I would hire him in a second. Would you?
I think Brian Flores is a very good coach. He's certainly a tone setter. He's an attitude changer. Now, you also said by the end of his time in Miami, maybe he had already gotten an inkling of how things were going to go.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm about to get screwed out of this thing after a 9-8 season.
Yeah. He might have shut it down at some point.
By the way, Joe,
somebody
in the YouTube chat, they wanted me to let you know. Are you aware that I nailed the score from last week?
No.
I know that we didn't work together on Friday because it was the holiday.
That's big. So, okay, we need your 24. Definitive score at least for now then for this game. 16-13 Steelers?
I'll go with that for now, yeah.
Okay. Brian Flores, the favorite to become the next Raiders coach, I might add. How about that? Followed by Clint Kubiak and John Harbaugh. And the Giants' next coach at 1-1, Mr. Kevin Stefanski.
With your boy Jackson Dart.
Yes, sir. Who had a really good year, I might add, considering all his weapons were hurt.
How do you think that marriage would go?
I think it's going to be a wonderful and lasting marriage. I think it'll last as long as Ron did at the Post-Gazette. At least 40 years.
I think going into next football season, Limits, Joe is going to pick the Giants to win the NFC East.
I think I am.
And Jackson Dart to win league MVP.
Hold on. Listen to some of these names.
Cam Scataboo, comeback player of the year.
I picked Bo Nix this year. Listen to some of the names on Bet Online. What's it called here? BetOnlineAG.ag for the Raiders coach. You Flores, Kubiak, Harbaugh, Minter, all the ones that we would expect. Then you get down to Bill Belichick at 16-1. Brian Daboll at 40-1. Phil Rivers at 66-1.
For which team?
For the Raiders. Deion Sanders at 66-1. John Gruden at 75-1. And Tom Brady, who's already a part owner of the team, right? At 100-1.
So that's a point I was going to make about Belichick. Why I can't believe he's not further down the list.
That is
Brady
incredible.
Brady hiring him.
By the way, 50-1 to become the Ravens' next coach, Dr. Arthur Smith. How about that, Donnie?
Do they have the odds for Tennessee? Because that one's maybe more of a conversation.
I haven't seen that one. How about that, Dr. Arthur Smith? That is miraculous. All right, Donnie. Let's talk a little bit about Artie and some of the news this week coming up next. And also, I have a mission for you in Limits, and that is your favorite three and least favorite three playoff games ever at Acrisure Stadium, which of course includes Heinz Field. It's the same building after all. It all began way back in 2002 in one of the rousing victories in franchise history when the Steelers dethroned the Baltimore Ravens and smacked them around that day. 2001 season, officially a 2002 playoff game. But man, to end the 2000 Ravens that next year, that was something. And that was on a day when Jerome Bettis, I believe, couldn't play because of that injection gone bad. Am I right about
yes,
that one?
That is correct. Famous Amos Zaraway.
Yes, he did. Came into the game. Elvis has just left the building. Elvis Gerback threw three interceptions.
Brent Alexander had a big afternoon, I believe.
Joey Porter Sr. said we weren't going to lose to Elvis Gerback, was his quote after the game.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ray Fittipaldo, top of the hour here on a Donnie Football Friday. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. All right, gentlemen, I asked for a very simple exercise. Your three favorite and three least favorite home playoff games for the Steelers at Acrisure Stadium, formerly known quite affectionately as Heinz Field. So, Donnie, let's start with our least favorite games. You could say worst games, but I want to personalize this a little bit. What were your three least favorite Steeler games from 3 to 1?
So number three, I put the Steelers-Ravens 2014 wild card game in there. That was
a horrible game.
Yeah, I mean, that was one that Joe Flacco and company kept the Steelers at arm's length the entire time. Speaking of Renegade, I don't think they played it. They couldn't find a time to play it in that game, and the wise thing was to not do it.
Le'Veon was hurt?
Yes, because the Steelers were coming off another win-and-in scenario the week before against Cincinnati. They won that game. They get a home Saturday night playoff game, revved-up crowd, and Joe Flacco made big plays. Terrell Suggs had an interception between his legs, if I recall, in that game.
Can either of you name the three running backs who filled in for Bell that day? I would say I'll buy you a steak dinner, but not anytime soon. The three running backs who filled in for Le'Veon that day, who were they?
I can't remember the guy's first name. It was either Brandon or Ben Tate.
Ben Tate?
Ben Tate, yeah.
Ben Tate. Was that a Fitzy Toussaint? Was he in that game?
He wasn't one of the top three, no.
What year again?
It was the 2014 season, so January of 15.
So that would have been pre-D'Angelo Williams?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe was John Dwyer still there?
Not on that day.
Isaac Redman?
Not on that day. One of them was quite tiny.
Baron Batch.
No, but that's a great guess.
Chris Rainey?
Great guess. Chris Rainey type.
Dre Archer.
Yeah, that's two.
Oh.
That's two of the three, Donnie. And the other one is a national treasure.
I'm trying to think of the random guys that ran in that game in Denver. In what, 2011 against?
Well, that was Toussaint, and that was, who was that other guy? Jordan Todman.
Unbelievable guesses by you. Josh Harris.
Never would have got that.
That was the guy, because he's the guy that accused Ben of.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. What, he accused Ben of, like,
intentionally fumbling or something?
Yeah,
I can't remember what the accusation was. When I look up Josh, here's how obscure Josh Harris was. When I Google his name, an American investor and sports team owner named Josh.
Yeah, the guy that owns the Commanders.
Yeah, exactly. Poor little Josh Harris. And then the second guy comes up is a safety for the Chargers. Anyway.
How many career games did Josh Harris, the running back, play? Was it that one?
It wasn't. I'm going to say six. Let's look him up. Here he is. Josh Harris. Out of Wake Forest. 5 games, 9 attempts for 16 yards with a long of 4. He outdid Najee at least. No, he didn't. His long was only 4. All right, Donnie, your next game.
The 2020 wild card against the Browns. A record high amount of points given up in the game, 48.
Yeah.
And it was never as close as the score indicated. The Steelers clawed back a little bit. But the very first play, if there's ever been a tone set for a playoff game on the first play, knowing that things would go poorly, it was that game. A snap over Big Ben's head that neither Ben or James Conner could figure out how to hop on in the end zone. So they let a Browns defender do it first. Out of the gate, already down 7-0. Nobody was in the stands. It was the COVID year. A season that started 11-0 ended in an absolute whimper.
Man, whimper is a kind word for that thing. All right, your least favorite Steeler home playoff game at Acrisure is what?
Steelers-Jags 2017. Again, get down big.
It was the same game.
Yeah, rally back. You give up 45 points to a team quarterbacked by Blake Bortles.
Ugh.
Leonard Fournette, I know, was a thorn in their side. They had a great, great defense, kind of similar to what Houston has. That was an elite defense that Jacksonville had. Jalen Ramsey on that defense as a rookie. Miles Jack on that defense, I think, as a rookie or a second-year player. What we were discussing, Telvin Smith, that was the guy who had the touchdown.
Yeah, he was great. In the locker room, he was hilarious.
You had the fourth down attempt that was a toss to the outside to Le'Veon Bell. That was a disaster. The game, just a disaster. Well, had some exciting moments when they tried to come back, but again, not as close as the score indicated.
To put a punctuation mark on that one, Tomlin, on the Steelers' final drive, wouldn't kick a field goal and then do an onside kick. Instead, it was Ben DiJuju with 1 second left on the clock. What are you going to do with 1 second left? Your only hope is to do an onside kick and pick it up and run for a touchdown, Donnie. Nobody could believe it. And the other thing that happened was that was the year Tomlin guaranteed they were going to go to the AFC title game against the Patriots. Remember?
Yes. Yeah, he got ahead of himself.
He told Tony
said,
Dungy
don't worry,
that.
We'll see him again.
My outstanding memory from that one is that Tom Coughlin was right next to me in the press box and was losing his mind. He was a former Jags coach. Now he was the, you know,
so like the
some
GM
sort of
at that
consultant
point?
Or something. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what he was. He was losing his mind. Yeah, like you couldn't help but what is this guy doing about the officiating and everything else? It was like he was on the sidelines. It was crazy. I like that list, Donnie, and I'm very proud of you for that. And I share my least favorite Steeler, the worst Steeler playoff games at Acrisure, except for one. Of course, number three is the different one. It's Patriots 41, Steelers 27 in the AFC title
game. Good pull, yeah.
Just because...
Or I guess even 0-1 could have been put
yeah,
on there.
Very similar yeah. game against the cheating Patriots. And I might add, ESPN ran an investigative report back in 2015. So 10 years after this game. Because the question had always been, you know, is there a play that we can actually relate to Spygate? Like a specific instance of all these cheating allegations? Well, this investigative report, I'll quote it right here. Some of the Steelers' defensive coaches remain convinced, this was as of 2015, that a deep touchdown pass from Brady to Deion Branch came from stolen signals because Pittsburgh hadn't changed its signals all year, sources say. And the two teams had played a game in the regular season that then Patriots assistant Matt Walsh told investigators he believed was taped. How about that, Donnie? And then throw on this. This is a quote from a former Steelers coach to ESPN. They knew the signals, so they knew when it went in, what the coverage was, and how to attack it, says this former coach to ESPN. I've had a couple guys on my teams from New England, and they've told me those things. You remember that report?
I do.
So this game is highly in question for me, but it was such a devastating defeat for the Steelers, and it looked like it was Jerome's last game, mm-hmm. but he did decide to come back. You remember that one. You may have cried that day, Donnie.
I was a youngster.
Yeah.
I'm actually upset that I didn't put it on my list, Joe, and I'm revising mine on the
okay.
fly. I'm
Very
putting
good.
That at number two.
Okay.
Have I ever told you about the time I watched back the 0-1 AFC Championship game?
No, but I'm intrigued.
Because, you know, I love to watch back those old games. And I thought it was a pretty like funny back and forth between Greg Gumbel and Phil Sims because they were the top team at CBS at the time. And they're breaking down a play that the Steelers run that the Patriots just blow up. They're all over it.
Yeah.
And Phil Sims makes the comment, you know, it's funny, New England, they know all these tricks. And like they go like kind of back and forth for a minute. And I just thought that was a funny line that he threw in there, not knowing anything.
Hines said that they did know the signals because, that game, the offensive plays that
right,
game.
Right, but like as Sims is watching and he's like, yeah. he's just thinking, man, you know, every little thing the Steelers pull out here, the Patriots know where
yeah.
it's going to be.
That's wild. So I have, yes, the horrible AFC title game loss, followed by the Jags game, which was just, I mean, it was 28-7. And then number one worst game was, I mean, first of all, it was the Browns. Secondly, their head coach wasn't even there. Stefanski was at home with COVID. Baker Mayfield didn't even know one of the guys in his huddle. He said after the game, we had Michael Dunn step in at left guard for Betonio. And then Michael got hurt, and a guy named Blake, who I introduced myself to literally in the locker room before the game, stepped up in the fourth quarter. That's who they lost to, Donnie, and gave up 48 points. I'll tell you this much, though. The two games that Ben had in those two of those games, the Jags and the Browns, were two of the most statistically remarkable games in NFL playoff history. Check this out. In the Jags game, And believe me, he wasn't, he was horrible in the Browns game. But in the Jags game, even though he fumbled early mm-hmm. and had a pick, he threw for 469 yards and 5 touchdowns. That's the fourth most yards and tied for the second most touchdowns ever in a playoff game.
On an elite defense.
And then against the Browns, he had 4 picks, which count. But he also had 501 yards passing and 4 touchdowns. So in those 2 games, he had 970 yards passing and 9 touchdowns.
Did he throw the ball in the Browns game like 60 times?
Yes, in both games, it just got to be ridiculous. And one thing that should be underscored, too, is they scored on a pretty much a Hail Mary at the end of the first half in the Jags game.
Yes.
And he had Martavis Bryant and Antonio, 2 great Hail Mary players. Yet at the end of the game, instead of kicking a field goal, trying to get the onside kick and throwing a Hail Mary, Tomlin kept the clock going until the very last play.
Yep.
What happened, Donnie? Why wouldn't you kick a field goal? Even if someone playing Madden knows that, you kick the field goal because there's still time left.
He probably said something about wine and squash and grapes after the game. I don't know.
Wow. Okay. Limits, would you care to weigh in very quickly? We'll do our favorite games later, your 3 least favorite games.
Yeah, my least favorite is that Browns game, especially it started off 11-0, then you realize the Steelers were kind of frauds. I had second as Steelers-Jags 2017 because I thought that team could realistically go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I think we all did. And third, I put Steelers lose to Patriots 2004, even though I was only like 2 years old for that.
You cried that day.
I cried that day. I'm sure I did as a youngster.
Maybe not about the game, but you definitely cried that day.
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, fair enough. We basically had all the same. Although, if the category was simply the worst football game of those, you hit on it. Ravens 30, Steelers 17 was a brutal football game to watch. I remember nothing except for Ben and Heath Miller questionably returning with head injuries late in the game. Mm-hmm. And other than that, it was a travesty of a game.
Yeah, like they were never, I mean, and I know in some of these other ones, they were never as close as it looked.
Yeah.
But at least in those other games, there were some highlights that you can point sure. out and remember. I mean, like that Jags game, there were highlights all over the place. They lost the game.
Oh, it was unbelievable. Yes. Well, the one thing to be said, too, from the Browns loss is they were down 28-0 and 35-7, I believe. And they cut it to 35-23. And
they punted.
And with a 4th-and-1 at their own 46, with all the momentum, Tomlin... I'm glad he didn't do that against the Ravens. Seriously, maybe you evolve in certain ways. You know what I mean? He came to win that Ravens game last weekend. He was going for broke.
He has coached a lot more aggressively in the last handful of games this season, and I can appreciate that.
Me too, I mean, and that's why I didn't mind. And I said it, even though they failed, I love that they went for it at the end of the half. You go for the touchdown there.
Me too. I mean, I don't maybe not in agreement with the play call or the personnel, but I agree with the idea to go for it.
Yeah.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.